I try not to. You know, I just try to play football. I know how to play football and, you know, do what I've been doing the last 4 years because, you know, that's what got me here. So I'm not trying to, you know, do anything I haven't been doing. Obviously, like I said, going to the right side, it's going to take a little bit for the muscle memory. And but, you know, as far as, you know, the mental part of it, I think I'm picking it up pretty well. You know, I'm just trying to keep a level head, you know, do what I've been doing. Like I said, you can't really get ahead of yourself or, you know, let the expectations get to you and or the pressure get to you. So, you know, it's good being here finally. You know, I was home for the last couple of weeks and, you know, preparing for this. But here I am, ready to work.
I got better. I got better, and that's all I'm really trying to do right now is pick up the offense as fast as I can and just exactly that, get better.
Isn't that the key to just get better every day?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, indeed. I mean, these rookie mini camps, they want you to get in and get in the playbook and show everybody your ability to pick up things and put it into play. So, I mean, that itself is has been challenging, but, I mean, I'm starting to get better, and tomorrow I'll just come out and do the same thing. It's a lot faster knowing that you're not really sure what the exact play is. I mean, going from a spread offense, you're in signals from the sideline and stuff like that. Now in a huddle, you get to hear a play with about a paragraph of a play, you know, mm-hmm. You got to pick out what's specifically coming to you and things like that. So it's a little bit challenging, but at the same time, you know, you got to do what you got to do to pick it up.
Just taking it in slow, you know, just at night and in the morning, just trying to keep going over it, repetition. You know, it's a lot similar to what I did in college. Just the terminology is just a little different, and you know, but I'm getting it. It's coming along.
Now, what are your personal expectations in a 3-day mini camp?
Just to pick up the installs, day one, day two, and day three, get that down pat, and then, you know, move on from there.
What surprised you most about today?
Just the speed, man. Everybody moving fast. Everybody trying to get a job, so everybody moving. So, I mean, but I adjusted to it.
How do you feel you did?
I think I did pretty good. Made a few mistakes, you know. I didn't know everything, but for the most part, I think I did pretty good.
I'm not used to huddle. We didn't know huddle hand signals, and now I'm having to hear the play call, go in the huddle, and try to make sure everyone knows what they're doing.
Is it easy for you to tell that this is a different level?
Oh, yeah. I could tell by the first couple snaps that it was way different.
Have you kind of gotten over not getting drafted?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I knew I was going to have to earn my way regardless of if I got drafted or not. Just looking forward to playing and hopefully learning the system.
How much of a shock was that for you?
I mean, it's not your choice. I mean, you're not the one sitting in the draft room picking. So you just wait around. If you don't get drafted, you pick up the phone and try to find a team. And found a team here in Kansas City.
Is there a chip on your shoulder? Like, you have something to prove? Obviously, every team passed on you.
I mean, every rookie in the draft is going to have to prove something. I mean, we all knew we weren't going to come in and start. So just coming in, get a battle, try to learn from Alex. I mean, he's a veteran quarterback. We'll try to learn a lot from him and just learn the system.
What do you think?